And welcome to Community Kitchen. We certainly do have some beautiful weather at the moment, lovely sunny days and that little bit of a nip in the air. But it made me think about the fact that lunchtime, packing lunches, it changes, doesn't it? The dynamics of going from summer where we're loving that crisp salads and goodies to all of a sudden wanting comfort food. But if you're like me, if you have that heavy pasta or something that's really warming, you actually feel like a little bit of a nana nap in the afternoon. And I thought today that we'd get a little bit creative and start to think about how can we change that dynamics, that we still get that beautiful veggie intake like we do with our salads, but we're actually not using such summer greens. And yet we're still getting away with using different types of lettuces. Saw some great recipes, and this particular one is an Asian green slaw with a sesame dressing. And the ingredients with this particular one, which I thought was wonderful, is just a wombok or a Chinese cabbage, sharp knife, you don't need a mandolin, a bok choy, cut into strips, just fine, some spring onions, which always help, coriander, cucumber, always finds a bit cold in winter, so I'm going to give that one a particular miss. But some mushrooms, really thinly sliced. If you want to, you could pickle those, you could fry them off a little bit of leftover, and toasted sesame seeds. They just seem to give that a really nice lift. A sesame seed dressing. Now you can just use, you can buy these wonderful dressings in the aisle, we know that, but it's so easy to use a little bit of light soy sauce, some rice wine vinegar, some chopped ginger, some garlic, a little bit of caster sugar and sesame oil, and a little bit of oil in itself. I use peanut oil because I think that's nice. Now, this is something that you can have at night, whether it's going to be with some grilled fish or with a different type of meal altogether. You could put tofu with that if you wanted, but it's just such a nice thing. It's not as chilly as having just a straight salad where you've got really cold tomatoes and cold cucumber, but you've got that warmth from the nice dressing. I think this has got legs to go from the meal table at night, and you don't always have to dress everything. If I find what I do is if I just take a container out, whatever salad I'm making, put a bit to the side, and then the next morning put the dressing on. So keep a little bit of that in the jar. But this is something that could go so nicely with quite a few different recipes. The same as pumpkin. I think pumpkin is just one of those fantastic standout recipes, because what it does is it gives you the opportunity to use it for quite a few different ingredients. And I love doing a roast pumpkin when doing a soup. Of course, it just gives that little bit of extra flavour. But I think also what it does is it's just nice and warm. It's a little bit like Brussels sprouts. Some people love them, some people don't. But I think that it's got potential to actually do some really interesting things with it. Now, with pumpkin, it's nice to roast it. It's great to sprinkle it. And if you're going to be doing it in the oven, maybe jazz it up a little bit and do roasted pumpkin and carrots together so that you've got that little bit of a firmer texture. And this particular recipe, they use carrots, pumpkin, olive oil, and they roast that off in the oven. And, it just gives that lovely flavour. But also you're going to be using some macadamia nuts chopped, some mint, some parsley and some feta cheese. And to me, that would be a fantastic lunch because it's got a little bit of different, it's got a little bit of flavour, it's got that little bit of cheese. But the dressing is fantastic. And you know how I love capers. And I think I have shared this with you a long time ago. But this caper and raisin dressing is absolutely beautiful. So if you have some baby capers, some raisins, if you just soak those raisins just in a little bit of warm tea or warm water, just for a short time, it plumps them up. Some anchovy fillets, a little bit of chili if you want it, a clove of garlic, a little bit of basil, balsamic vinegar, lemon, olive oil, pepper. The basis for all of these dressings, of course, is a vinegar and an olive oil. So you're only using a couple of teaspoons of balsamic and a juice of half a lemon, but you're using about 100 ml of extra virgin olive oil. But like that, you can add to any of these things some great ingredients. So we're going, as I said, for this a tablespoon of capers, a tablespoon of raisins, about 3 anchovy fillets, some bird's eye chili, a clove of garlic, and about 5 basil leaves. And you're just going to mix that all together, chop it up, mix it up. And if you want, you can puree it. But I like to have those raisins whole, which are really nice. And then, of course, you've got the mint with the macadamia nuts roasted. When you've got the pumpkin in the oven, just another little tray, put the macadamia nuts and maybe even some pine nuts, because pine nuts, macadamias and feta and all these goodies just give another depth to a salad. But while you're doing that pumpkin, make a little bit extra, because then you have the opportunity to make a soup. And also you have the opportunity to make another salad with it, where you make a yogurt dressing with mint and coriander, a little bit of cumin if you want, a little bit of turmeric. All those flavors just keep adding to it. And another really exciting thing I saw, which I love too, is some roasted salad onions. And if you just cook them for about half an hour, even if you're doing a roast on the side, they just add a lovely texture and flavor. So something as simple as a pumpkin, roasted pumpkin with some roasted garlic and some roasted onion is just going to lift that, and it becomes a really good salad dish. I know that I often put a can of tuna or salmon in my lunchbox. I must say I do like tuna a lot better than salmon. Don't know why it is with salmon. I always find it's a little bit too, I don't know, a different flavour, but I love tunas, and you can get so many wonderful flavours. There's lemon flavoured, there's chili flavoured, and these with the oil base go perfectly when you just pour that over some nice leftover veggies. But to get those roasted salad onions, about a tablespoon of olive oil, 6 large salad onions, about 3 tablespoons of caster sugar, about 50 ml of red wine vinegar, and some butter. And basically all you're doing is roasting those in a fry pan, just roast them in the fry pan, add the olive oil, and then put the cut side down, cook for about 2 to 3 minutes, add the sugar and cook until it caramelized. Just shake the pan, add your vinegar and reduce to a glaze, add the butter and about 150 mils of water, and then turn it down and cook for a little while. And after about 15 to 20 minutes, the onions should be soft, and then the outer layers will have that little bit of a chew, which I think is just delicious when you put that in a salad. So these are more simple ideas, but they do take a little bit of time. But you could make a big jar of those. They'd be fantastic with roast beef. They'd be great in a salad, on a sandwich with some great cheese, and maybe even a pickle. Because I find that my tastes and my flavours really do start to alter, because we're looking for something that's warming. And of course, flavoursome. So let's share a few of those. And of course, when I come back, I'll share a few more ideas. And you're with Annette on Community Kitchen. And welcome back to Community Kitchen. We're talking winter veggies, winter salads, things that we can take over from our dinner into our lunchbox. I like cooking like that. It makes life a little bit easier, and it makes you look forward to lunch. I think that it's expensive buying lunch, and why wouldn't you take your leftovers, which would be just beautiful. A couple of good little things for breakfast, like a baked bean. I know you can buy cans of baked beans, but if you think about how simple it is to make some lovely baked beans, olive oil, some onion, bit of smoked paprika, black pepper. You could put some cumin, turmeric, bit of tomato paste, some sugar, a tin of crushed tomatoes. And you can use any type of bean you like, but a white bean's really, really good. So if you're looking at a cannelli or a something like that, you can soak them overnight if you like, or you can just use the cans, just rinse them off. But something like that is just fantastic. Now, you can use a baked bean where you put some nice chorizo in there. You can put your sausages in there. But taking that from the kitchen breakfast into even lunch or as a basis for dinner that night as a really, really good hearty casserole, make double. It doesn't cost a lot. It's delicious. And honestly, you're cooking for about, I don't know, 15 to 20 minutes because basically you're just heating the olive oil and you're going to add your onion and just sweat it off. And once it starts to go translucent, add all the spices and cook for about 4 minutes. Add the tomato paste and cook that out because you want to get rid of that very strong flavor. Add sugar and vinegar and reduce by about a third until sticky. Add the tomatoes and water. Continue to cook. Turn down the heat. Add the beans until the beans have started to absorb, about 15 minutes. And you can just serve them on some beautiful, I would have that on some really nice sourdough. But also you can make where you cook your eggs in there. You could have sausages with that. You could cook bacon with that. But as I said, you could also take that into being the basis of a really good meal, whether it's chicken breasts or chicken thighs, or just as it is with some pasta or some rice. It would be delicious. And I love these ideas for brekkie, especially for kids, because that gives them the opportunity to leave the home warm. Some mornings, I mean, it's been, 7 degrees some mornings. It's incredible. Another nice breakfast, of course, is kedgeree. And I know that we used to have that at home. And basically, it's an Indian spiced rice. Mum used to use a smoked haddock. This particular recipe uses a hot smoked trout or salmon. But if you use a smoked haddock, which you can still find, it's very economical. It tastes delicious. And the idea is that you just used to poach that in a little bit of milk, and it seems to take a lot of the smoky flavour out, but you still have it. And with the kedgeree, you have eggs with it. So therefore, it's going to be a nice, hearty breakfast, but also great into the lunchbox because you've got French shallots, you've got butter, you've got, you can put pistachios if you want to get a bit fancy, some currants, some curry powder, basmati rice, a little bit of stock, you can, cream, lemon juice, and your trout, and lots of parsley. And it's very, very easy to cook because you place the eggs in a saucepan, cook them. When they come to the boil, just put them aside, peel the eggs, and then you, in an oven-proof saucepan, you sweat off about a little bit of butter until translucent, add the nuts or the currants, and the curry powder and the rice. Add another one third of the butter and mix to the and coat it. Adding about 1.5 cups of water and bring it to the boil. Cover and transfer into the oven and bake for about 20 minutes. So basically you're doing the absorption method with that rice. However you want to do, that's fine. And then you make the sauce by using the remaining butter and flour. So you're making a roux with the curry powder. And cook that until it resembles soft sand, as you know. Slowly add the water or the fish stock. Simmer for about 15 minutes and add the cream. So you're making a very stock-based sauce, a little bit of lemon juice. And by this time, the rice is going to be ready. So you put the half the smoked fish through the rice, pile it onto a platter, and put the eggs over the top, and then drizzle some of the sauce. Now, that heated up for lunch would be very beautiful, but it's quite simple, isn't it? Because really, I know they've put pistachio nuts and a few currants, but I think that always carries a curry to have some the fruit like that. But you don't have to put that in. But just having a basmati, it's basically basmati rice and a little bit of fish, and that is would be an absolutely delicious lunch because once again, you can add to that and put a few goodies in there. But for a good breakfast, economical and tasty at the same time, these things are great. And taking into the lunchbox, maybe this could be a Sunday brekkie and have that for the Monday where you put that little bit more, maybe salmon or tuna with it, for example, a couple of extra boiled eggs, and you could heat that up at work. Most places have got a microwave and it's enjoyable and it's just lovely. But I would probably make a little bit of extra sauce because you could pour that over, or you could even do a a curry yogurt dressing where you just drizzle that over the top, because that would also enhance those flavours. So these are just things that I think are tasty, a little bit different. Some of them are probably things that maybe some of you haven't cooked as a homemade baked beans, but if you do, absolutely scrumptious. And just Google Boston beans and you'll see that some of the American recipes are just phenomenal. I'll be back very shortly, and of course we'll share some other ideas from the table into the lunchbox. And welcome back to Community Kitchen. We're talking winter veggies, winter salads, things that you can maybe use in the lunchbox, things to make life a little bit more interesting. Found this great recipe, mashed Brussels sprouts. Of course, Brussels sprouts really are very popular. They're delicious. They're gorgeous when they're roasted. Little bit like sometimes barbecue lettuce, sometimes barbecue cabbage. And the Brussels sprouts are just absolutely scrumptious. But with the particular recipe, you trim the bases of the Brussels sprouts and peel off the outer dark leaves and quarter. Place them in a saucepan, cover with water, bring to the boil, and you simmer for about 10 to 15 minutes. Immediately drain, then out the sprouts back to the pan and place over low heat. You want them to dry out a little bit, just like you do with your potatoes. You know, you don't want all that water in there. Take off the heat and mash roughly with a good old school-held hand masher. Stir in some olive oil, some vinegar and mint. Season with salt and pepper. How delicious would that be? It'd just be that next edge, because I find that the Brussels sprouts have that little bit of a sweeter flavour. But even thinking if you grill them and you did a mint vinaigrette or a mint sauce with that, beautiful. Another Brussels sprout, which I thought sounded fantastic. I haven't tried this, but I'm going to. It's a shredded Brussels sprout, lentils, bacon and parsley. And the one thing that's suggested in this particular book that I'm sharing these recipes, it's a good idea to get into the habit of soaking your grains and legumes before you use them. And then once soaked, they can be steamed for a lesser time and they don't sort of get together. But meanwhile, when you drain your lentils, all you've got to do once you've drained them and soaked them overnight is place them in the steamer and cook for about 25 minutes or tender. If you don't have a steamer, cook them in a saucepan of barely simmering water for about 15 minutes. Drain the lentils and separate them with a fork. Now, I think lentils have that lovely nutty flavour, and I think I love bacon too. So when you have those flavours together, because this recipe has red onions, two cups of black or green lentils soaked in water, about 200 grams of bacon cut into little batons or little long pieces, rectangular pieces, sherry vinegar, about 16 Brussels sprouts, one lemon, and a good bunch of Italian parsley. And that's a good handful, because I think we underestimate just how flavoursome that is. But once you shred the Brussels sprouts, you put them in a bowl with some salt and a squeeze of lemon juice, and that helps to break down the fibres and just massage that through. Let them sit for about 15 minutes. Add the parsley along with the bacon and the lentils, and then start to spoon in the dressing so you actually coat. Take the onions and remove the dried skin layer by squeezing the onion gently and pulling up the skin, and pick each layer of the onion out so it sort of sits out a little bit, because I think that would just make a big difference. And of course, we're talking about cooking those onions for a little while, as I talked about before, in the oven. So if you've got some onions cooked, whether they be whole or pieces, they are delicious just to add, and they just add that sweet caramelized flavor. And there's no reason, if I know that when I'm doing a tray bake, I do a lot of extra onions. I love purple onion cooked like that, because I think it just gives that little bit of, I don't know, they get a bit crispy, but they cook, and even if they've got a bit of charring on them, they do add a wonderful flavour. And I think that these are the sort of things that you looking for is flavour. And that beautiful, if I could just show that photo of this shredded Brussels sprout, lentil, bacon and parsley salad. It is absolutely fantastic. Be great to have as a side dish at night and use that in the next day into the lunchbox, because these are the sort of things that I think just taking a couple of simple ingredients in all of the recipes I've shared today, we really haven't used that many ingredients. We've just used combinations, just make a really nice start to the day. I know by using things like pear and apple and doing a little bit of a slaw like that, if you just either grate or really finely chop the apple and the pear, you put raisins with it, some pine nuts, and you do a dressing and you add a few little goodies to it along the way. You might want to add some nuts or some olives, or once again, those raisins just help to lift it. But that can be an excellent slaw that you serve at night, whether it's going to be with some fish or a pork chop or some ribs or whatever you're cooking, some charred chicken on the barbecue, or even some beautiful cauliflower that you've marinated and charred on the barbecue or roasted whole in the oven. These are just wonderful accompaniments which take you over into the next day for your lunchbox. So I hope I've inspired you. Each week we'll come back with some different ideas. Once again, I invite you to come and share a family favourite. It might be a tradition. It might be a culture. We love to learn about new foods on Community Kitchen. Thanks for listening, and I'll be with you next week.